Hi there, this is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Sebastian Vettel.
Sebastian Vettel, you are the world champion! You are the man!
Hi, I'm Mark Webber here.
Great drive, Mark. Fantastic. We've won the Constructors. Thank you. Well done.
I just want to say a massive thank you to all of our loyal supporters of our podcast. So keep listening for future really cool stuff.
Hello and welcome to the Red Bull Racing Podcast. It's round 8 of the 2012 season. And after the streets of Montreal's Île Notre Dame, Formula One heads to the streets of Valencia. But in place of the Circuit Gilles Villeneuve's high-speed, low-downforce layout comes the Spanish track's demanding twists and turns. There are a total of 25 corners, 11 left, 14 right, which test the drivers to the maximum. Valencia is fast becoming one of the most talked about Spanish destinations. Over recent years, the old industrial port has been transformed into a real cultural must-see. And in August 2008, the glamorous city hosted its first Grand Prix on a brand new harbourside street circuit. So far, it's been 7 different victors in 7 different races this season, but as you're about to find out, Valencia is the venue for this trend to be broken. On this edition of the podcast, we speak to both our drivers about their races here in Spain. We hear from Christian Horner, Seb's race engineer Rocky, and Roberto Carlos. Plus, we pay tribute to one of the most loved members of the team who retired this week. Firstly, Laura spoke to our reserve driver, Sebastian Buemi, to find out more about this challenging track.
Okay, so Sebastian, start by telling us what you've been up to since Canada.
Yeah, I had a busy week. Went to Le Mans for the 24 hours. It was the first time for me, so definitely a great week, starting from the Sunday before the race. All the week you've got to do a lot of things, and with the parade, which is completely crazy in the middle of the center of Le Mans, it was definitely a great experience. And then the race, unfortunately, we had to retire the car after the accident of Anthony Davidson, but it went really good for me. I had a good stint, a quadruple stint at the beginning of the race, and catching the Audis, we were competitive, so definitely enjoyed it very much. But now hopefully Anthony's gonna get soon well, and we will see what happens next.
Well, we all wish him well from here as well. So we move back, we're on to Valencia now, the second time you've been in Spain this season. What do you like about Spain?
I think Spain is a really nice country, especially for Formula One. You've got so many people coming to the race, so many spectators. It's definitely always a big event here, and with the victory of Fernando, I think most of the Spanish are having a really good Sunday.
Yeah, and it's obviously another street circuit. From a driver's perspective, what considerations do you have to take in when driving that track?
It's a different circuit to what we are used to, because in the past few years we never had really nice and interesting races, and today proved that with the new rules it can be definitely interesting, and we had some stuff happening on the circuit until the last lap, so it was nice to see the race.
Well, Sebastian touched on it there. This was a very eventful race indeed. Mark finished in fourth position at this afternoon's European Grand Prix, while Seb's race was cut short on lap 35. Sebastian, who started from pole position, had been leading the race when his car lost power, forcing him to retire. A determined drive by Mark saw him improve from his grid position of 19th to 4th to secure 12 championship points. The race was won by Fernando Alonso, who was followed over the line by Kimi Raikkonen and Michael Schumacher. Behind Mark was Nico Hülkenberg in P5, with Nico Rosberg, Paul Di Resta, Jenson Button, Sergio Perez and Pastor Maldonado completing the top 10. Here are Sebastian and Mark after the race.
I think the safety car was obviously not ideal for us, and I think up to that point it was clear that we were very strong. I was very happy. I felt happy in the car. We had the pace. We were very, very quick today. I was surprised, and it felt really good. Also after the safety car, the initial restart, I think, was okay, was fine. So, but I lost acceleration, and then the engine stalled, so I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, very happy with today. Obviously, it's been a tough weekend up until today, so you never know. I wasn't too happy even in the middle of the race. Strategy-wise, you don't really understand what's going on, what people are doing, and what's going to happen in the last 15% of the Grand Prix. Obviously, there was a bit of attrition at the front today, which you'll take, and it was a very good day for me. The guys boxed down, did a good job with the car overnight, managed to get it all working well, and in the end, we got a lot of points. points. You know, we tried to make a different strategy work at the start with the safety car. I thought people on the prime getting home from there is not going to be great for me. I had to make another stop, but the prime didn't have the range to get home from there. So in the end, the track sandwiches did us a bit of favour because we had another stop to do. And the people that tried to get home couldn't. So for once, it was nice to get Perez and all these guys give some of their own minutes. So now this race is gone. Monday morning, we start working on Silverstone.
As we know, Sebastian did look very good all weekend, taking pole on Saturday and leading much of the race here in Valencia today. Katie managed to catch Rocky, Vettel's race engineer, to see if he could shed some light on what happened.
Hey, Rocky, you worked quite closely with Sebastian during the weekend and obviously must experience quite a lot of emotions. So could you just try and explain to the listeners what it's like? Say, let's start with the qualifying yesterday and how it feels when you get that pole position.
Pole position to me has always been one of the highest satisfactions of the job, which is odd and it's not right because you don't score any points or things like that. But from a race engineering point of view, it's very satisfying because it's just you, the car, the driver. It's all about timing. There's no strategy involved. You've already got new tyres. You know, there's no interference with, let's say, like today, a safety car or things like that. It's all about getting the best of the driver and the car at one given time, and everybody's got the same chance. Getting everything right, like we did on Saturday, is extremely satisfying. And particularly what happened on this Saturday is that the margins between all the cars were very, very small. And to start with, in qualifying, the car wasn't that great. So it was all about telling Sebastian and figure out where he needed to go faster, and progressively, bit by bit, through every outing, making the car faster. And when it culminates in the end, we just got one outing with 3 minutes to go, and you get the car on pole by 3 or 4 tenths. It's extremely satisfying.
Do you want to cheer but you can't because you're on the pit wall? What goes through your mind?
I think then it becomes to, you know, the way people are, as in how do you react to things. And you know, I'm fairly steady for that kind of thing, so I'm not big on cheering, but it's a very intense feeling. Yes.
What about fist pumping?
Sometimes, yes.
And then starting the race today, do you get nervous?
No, for me the racing is not as condensed as qualifying, for instance. There's a much more ritual of things happening at given times progressively, so I don't really get nervous. No, I'm not sure why, because obviously it's more crucial, but it's not a problem. No.
And then when Seb really unfortunately stops in the race like that, do you know it's going to happen because you've seen the data? Just explain how that works to us.
It depends on the failure mode, obviously. For instance, when it happened to us 2 years ago in Korea, it was sudden. We just never saw it coming. For today, it was more like a progressive problem. So we had some warnings during the safety car period that something was wrong. So we tried to remedy that. We can reset sensors and try to do a few things. So it wasn't over 5 laps. It was probably over a lap or two, but there was probably 2 or 3 minutes when we knew something was going to happen, yes.
Okay, so it's hard for you because then you're on the pit wall having to keep composed, you're bitterly disappointed, but you've got to keep thinking and trying to work it out.
When this happens, you go automatically in recovery mode and try to do the best you can with what you have. So you're not thinking first, oh no, we're going to lose the race. It's more a question of, okay, we're going to fix this problem. And you go through the things that you can, that are within your grasp, to try to improve the problem. And it's only when the car has stopped, and you've got no data coming through, that now it is over, and you start thinking about the consequences of what might have been. But when the crisis occurs, it's all about trying to solve the crisis.
And then when we see you go from the pit wall, where do you go to?
I go back to the engineering office. It's a lot cooler to start with, and it's just nice to be able to gather your thoughts and think about how you're going to go forwards from there, really.
Okay, so an up and down weekend then for you?
Yeah, absolutely, but that's motor racing. It's part and parcel.
As usual, the paddock was littered with celebrities from all over the world. Why, here's a short message from football legend Roberto Carlos.
Olá, sou Roberto Carlos, estou aqui no Grande Prêmio de Valência. Espero ver uma grande corrida. Parabéns para todos os organizadores. Está sendo tudo maravilhoso. Muito obrigado.
Now, I know Portuguese, and in short, he said, "Hi, I'm Roberto Carlos. I'm here at the Grand Prix in Valencia and looking forward to watching a great race today. Love to all the podcast fans." It's very nice of him, isn't it? Also enjoying the hospitality at the Red Bull Energy Station was Spanish TV presenter Susana Greso. Laura managed to briefly see how she was liking her experience.
Hi, I'm Susana Greso. I'm an anchor woman. I work in Antena 3 TV. And it's my first time at the races because I've been always watching the races in TV.
So you're a big Formula One fan?
Sure, I'm enjoying a lot.
It's great to have you with us. If you had to describe the Valencian Grand Prix in just one word, what would that word be?
Surprising.
Surprising. Mm-hmm. And what's the Spanish word for surprising?
Sorprendente.
Sorprendente.
Okay, brilliant. Well, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much.
Eddie Gustafsson is the goalkeeper for the Red Bull team in Salzburg. Laura spoke to him to see who he's supporting this weekend.
So, Eddie, what brings you to Valencia?
The Formula One. I've always had a wish to come and see the Formula One. I've seen DTM race for Red Bull, and I'm a big fan of cars, and I'm a boy. toys, cars.
And this is your first race?
Yeah, and it's I'm loving it. I'm loving every bit of it. It's fantastic.
And have you been able to experience any of the off-track events that Valencia has to offer since you've been here?
Not everything, but we've been we had a little bit of sightseeing around the cockpit, and we went around and we saw a little bit how things were done.
Okay.
The boys were pretty busy. It was really interesting.
And do you think there's any comparisons that can be drawn between Formula One and football?
I mean, football is a team sport, and Formula One is also a big team sport. Even though it's one driver or two drivers on the team, or four, like Red Bull has four. I mean, it's a team sport, and everybody has to do their best so everybody can perform.
Okay, great. And who are you going to be rooting for today?
For Vettel, of course. he's one of my favorites, and because I know Boemi as well. I've trained a little bit with him, and I'm always holding my thumbs for him as well, because I think he's a good and good person and a good driver.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, and enjoy the race.
Thank you.
One of our most loved team members, our receptionist, Thelma Sprague, retired this week. The team flew her out here to this race as a treat so she could enjoy it all firsthand. Katie spoke to her to find out what she's enjoyed over her years with the team.
Okay, well, Thelma, it's lovely to see you again. We actually said our goodbyes to you, didn't we, I think about a week ago now. And then here you are in Valencia.
We did say our goodbyes. The factory gave me a great send-off. I had the most wonderful time, and everybody made a real fuss of me. And now... I didn't think that could be topped, but now here I am in Valencia at the Grand Prix having the most wonderful time.
And how many days have you been here?
I've been here since Friday, and so I've spent the whole weekend, watched qualifying yesterday in the garage, and then of course today the race, which was a very up and down race. So exciting, very disappointed for Sebastian, but what a wonderful time that we've had with Mark, because a fantastic drive. Who would have ever thought he could go right up there at the front?
And where were you watching the race from?
My husband and I, we were both in the garage, and I'll say all the highs and lows of the weekend, just amazing.
And if you had to pick one moment that's been your best moment the whole time you've been here, just this weekend to start with, what would you pick?
Just to be with the team, to be in the energy station, the whole experience. I know I'm supposed to be saying just one thing, but I can hardly pick out one thing because it's been so exciting. But I think after what could have been a very disappointing race, to see Mark finish up there at the top at the end, that was the highlight.
And if we just look at the whole time that you've been with Red Bull Racing, I think you've been with us for more than 7 years. What's been the one highlight, if you had to pick one thing?
If I had to pick one thing, it was the winning the first World Championship. To be in the factory on that Monday morning after we'd won, people clapping each other on the back, shaking hands, guys that have been in F1 for 20 years, working for teams like Arrows, who never thought they'd ever win a World Championship. That was the best feeling ever. Nobody could ever top that, I don't think.
So all the fans listening to this, do you have a message for our Red Bull Racing fans?
Red Bull Racing, the best team in the world. We've got the best drivers in the world. We've got the best car in the world. And all you fans, I've met a lot of you fans. You've come to the factory, you've written in, you've phoned in, and you are the best fans in the world. So thank you.
Very good. And best of luck with what's coming next.
Thank you very much.
That's almost it from this eventful weekend here in Valencia. We've extended our lead in the Constructors' Championship, while Mark now lies in second place behind today's race winner, Fernando Alonso. As usual, the final word belongs to our leader, Christian Horner. Katie spoke to him after the race.
Okay, Christian, what were your feelings then after that race?
Well, obviously massively frustrated, because it was we had a great first half of the race. You know, Seb converted the pole into a commanding lead at one stage just before the pace car. We were over 20 seconds ahead of Grosjean, which was more than a pit stop. So then to have a first mechanical retirement of the season whilst you're leading a Grand Prix is desperately disappointing. But the encouraging thing is we had a great performance from Mark today, and the car was quick, so there's many positives we can still take out of the weekend. We've even managed to extend our lead in the constructors, but it could have been much more.
Okay, and then looking ahead, just tell us what you're up to next weekend.
There's a few of us down at Goodwood next weekend. We've got a big turnout there with the Formula One running show car. So we've got Sebastian Vettel in Goodwood for the first time ever. We've got Mark running on Sunday. We've got Daniel Ricciardo running on Friday. Adrian's driving an Infiniti. I think even I'm driving a Renault Alpine. So it's always a great event. Huge crowds, and it'll be the perfect warm-up for the British Grand Prix.
Well, that's it. There's no more from this edition of the podcast, but fear not, our next stop takes us back near to the factory, Silverstone, in just 2 weeks' time. Don't forget, you can join us ahead of our local race by entering the competition currently running over on our fan zone for a prize that grants you a unique experience with us at the factory, including a Q&A with team principal Christian Horner, a meet and greet with our test and reserve driver Sebastian Buemi in the team's race workshop, a chance to see a Red Bull Racing Formula One car, a team goodie bag, and a whole lot more the day before the British Grand Prix track action begins. Get to redbullracing.com for all the details. We'll be back from Silverstone in 2 weeks' time. Until then, take care.